following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union leadoff show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Lagoon Park in Montgomery, Alabama for the site of the Central Regional Softball Tournament. The 3A classification about to see Childersburg take on Alabama Christian and Childersburg about to get things squared off here. Both teams winning earlier today. And, of course, they'll face off right here on Field 5 at the main complex here at Lagoon Park. We'll step aside and come back with your starting lineups and, of course, your first pitch here on the home of the Tiger Sports Network, the Domtar. Tiger Sports Network kicks 100.3.
Are pests bugging you? Whether it's at home or at work, the trusted team at Alabama Termite and Pest Control has you covered. We offer comprehensive pest control, including rodents, termites, bugs, wasps, and hornets. Plus, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley for 4 years running. Get a free termite treatment estimate today. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Whether you're looking for a spacious family home or a tiny home for a big lifestyle, Atkinson Homes in Childersburg has the perfect solution for you. With energy-efficient homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, our 3-, 4-, and 5-bedroom homes offer comfort and style. Atkinson Homes makes it easy with financing options including home loans, FHA, VA, and land and home packages. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with our 1-year warranty and on-site maintenance technician. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank.
Discover a place that brings your group closer together. Quality time, quality team building, quality memories, Majestic Caverns, the official team builder sponsor of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to Lagoon Park. Dave McCurley with you here, flying solo as Michael Giddens across the way covering Sylacauga as they are in the loser's bracket. They lost this morning to Beauregard. And now they're taking on Jemison over on field three. So he's directly behind me across the way as I think they're already underway over there. Here we're just a couple of minutes away from getting underway with Childersburg and Alabama Christian. Now this morning, Childersburg had it was a tight game for a long while, for really most of the way. Childersburg and Beulah was 1-1. Going into the third inning, Childersburg scored four times, making it 5-1. Later in the game, Beulah comes back, ties it up 5-5, and in the bottom of the sixth inning, Childersburg scored four times and went on top 9-5. But not to be outdone, the Beulah Bobcats come in and scored a couple and had the tying runs on base when Childersburg were able to get them out in advance. And now they will take on Alabama Christian here, the Eagles. And starting things off for the Eagles, I'll give you their lineup. They will start as follows. Isabel Warwick will lead off and pitch. Lily Sconyers will play center field and bat second. Batting third and playing catcher will be Elizabeth Hall. In the cleanup position, playing second base will be Maddie Owens. Batting fifth and playing right field will be Chloe Childs. Batting sixth and playing shortstop, Perry Lane Holly. And batting seventh over at first base will be Adelie Lincoln. And then batting eighth, playing the hot corner over third base will be Bentley Lamberth. And batting ninth and playing left field will be Samantha Burgess. For your Childersburg Lady Tigers, they will be on the field as this. Maddie Brooks will be in the circle again. She pitched all seven innings this morning against Beulah. She will be in the circle again today, and, of course, she'll lead things off. Kelsey Kelly in center field will bat second. Batting third will be Alicia McKinney. She'll play in right field. Batting in the cleanup spot, playing over on the hot corner at third, will be Deanna Swain. Batting fifth and being the DP will be Taraji Jones. Batting sixth and catching will be Lexi Smith. Batting seventh out at shortstop will be Maddie Lataste. Batting eighth at second base will be Giovanna Guerrero. And batting ninth will be Dekaya Marbury out in left field. Playing first base and not batting will be Shakira Harrison. So that's going to just about do it for your Coos Pines Federal Credit Union leadoff show. We'll come back and we'll have first pitch action right here as both of these teams have advanced and they'll meet each other. It's Childersburg and Alabama Christian. When we come back, you're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
This is Childersburg High School Baseball on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports, sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll, Ineos USA, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, First Baptist Childersburg, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services. Now, color analyst K.J. McCurley and the voice of Childersburg High School Athletics, David McCurley.
Thank you and welcome back to Lagoon Park. Field 5 is where we're about to get it on. It's Childersburg and Alabama Christian here. As both teams winning this morning earlier, Childersburg with a 9-7 nip-and-tuck victory over a very good and what I call just a little pesky Beulah Bobcat team, Coach Cam Mazzell and his Lady Tigers. They will be the visiting team in this game today. And, of course, we're just about set to get underway. The Eagles of Alabama Christian, dressed in their red and black, they will be the home team. The winner of this game is going to move on to play. It looks like Lee Scott will be in the winner's bracket finals, and they will be awaiting the winner of this game here. And if memory serves me correct, I try to not get too far ahead of myself, but I think that game will take place at 10:45 in the morning, tomorrow morning. I think Childersburg is going to play at 10:45, irregardless win or lose. So they're assured to be back down here in the morning. And, of course, I will be here with them. Michael Giddens across the way. Sylacauga already underway. Not sure how they're faring right now as they're taking on Jemison. Sylacauga losing this morning to Beauregard. So they're already in the loser's bracket. If you're wondering about the Fayetteville Lady Wolves, they don't kick off in 1A down here until Wednesday morning. Now, we'll just have to see how Mother Nature has a hand in that, too, because they are calling for rain late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, and I just don't know if it's going to be here, there, or everywhere. So we will have to wait on that one and see. But on the mound, or in the circle on the mound, might I say, for the Alabama Christian Eagles is going to be Isabella Warwick, and she will be facing Maddie Brooks, Kelsey Kelly, and Alicia McKinney as we get things underway here in this first inning. Start time is going to be around 3:39, about 20 minutes in arrears. And we are just about set to get underway and maybe Childersburg can get off to a good start here. We scored one in the first inning of the first game we played today as this young lady right here came around to score. So here we go. Maddie Brooks will step into the left-handed box and she will take on Warwick. And what will be an exciting game here between Alabama Christian and your Childersburg Tigers. The first pitch from Warwick is outside, ball one. Now, we are a long way from the field. A good probably 50, 60 yards down to where they're playing. The view is perfect, but can't hear anything. So just bear with me. That one's over the outside part of the plate, 1-1. Maddie will be in the circle again for the Lady Tigers and Coach Cam Mazzell. One ball, one strike. First batter of the game, Maddie Brooks. She pops one up out in the short left field, just as she did the last game. This one's going to fall in. She's already around first, and she's standing on second base. I know you have to play her deep because of her power, but when she leads off and you keep pitching her on that outside corner, she's going to take one down the left field line. Could have been caught, but it fell in, and, of course, by the time the left fielder gets hold of it, she's already on second base. So the Tigers with a chance to get a run home here in the first inning. Here's Kelsey Kelly squaring the bunt. She'll lay it down, and then it was a good bunt and probably would have been a base hit, but just rolled foul down that third base line. So we'll do it again. Maddie Brooks was already around third. She can fly and does everything well for this Lady Tiger team. Coach Cam Mazzell over in the third base box. And that's the side that our Tigers are on in the visiting dugout. There's another strike to Kelsey Kelly, 0-2 now. So nobody out. Madison Brooks at second base. Kelsey Kelly at the plate. 0-2 count. Pitch from Warwick. Foul back into the screen. Good cut by Kelsey. We'll do it again. Still a good-looking day for high school softball. Just some puffy clouds out there, but no rain expected today or really throughout the day tomorrow, coming in late tomorrow night. The 0-2 pitch called strike three on Kelsey Kelly, and that'll be out number one here in the top of the first inning. First strikeout of the game for Warwick, and now we'll look toward Alicia McKinney and see if she can try to get Maddie home. Outfield pretty much straight away, normal depth. Infield in at third and first. And the first pitch to McKinney is a strike on the inside part of the plate, 0-1. Warwick with the 0-1 pitch to McKinney. Off-speed pitch, got her swinging, 0-2. Maddie will take her lead down at second again with her foot and get ready to go. Popped up and out of play. We'll stay 0-2. And well, I tell you what, when you come into this ballpark in between fields 5 and 1, you better have your head on a swivel, because a lot of those foul balls and out of play balls are going to come right at you. The 0-2 count to McKinney. She was way out in front of it, but got a piece of it and stayed alive. We're in the top of the first inning, game two for these Tigers. They won game one by defeating Beulah 9-7. And now Maddie Brooks on second base with one out, and Alaysia McKinney at the plate in an 0-2 count. Pitch from Warwick, lifted into short left field, and the shortstop's going to run back and make a play on that, and that'll be out number two here in the top of the first inning. So it's going to take a two-out hit or a mishap from ACA to try and get Maddie home, and we'll have to do that with Deanna Swain. Now, she hit one a game ago that was over the left field's head on a bullet, never had a chance, and hit in the middle of the fence. She lacked about 5 feet getting it out of here, and she takes a slow pitch for strike one. Good off-speed pitch from Warwick. Maddie Brooks at second. Now two outs for Deanna Swain. The 0-1 pitch inside and low. 1-1. Boy, Maddie comes almost to halfway to third in between every pitch. She knows how to play the game. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Deanna. Swung on and missed. Boy, what a cut she had. But it's 1-2. Two outs. Top of the first inning. And ACA with a 1-2 pitch count on Deanna Swain. Ripped down towards short. They'll get up and over to first in time for out number three. So that'll do it for the Lady Tigers. They get one hit with Maddie Brooks. They leave her on second base. We'll go to the bottom of inning number one. ACA coming to bat. No score from Lagoon Park. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick.
Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no. A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is proud to be a part of Childersburg High School Athletics on Kicks 100.3. Our department provides opportunities for the community through sports, senior events, community celebrations, and event reservations. For more information, go to childersburg.recdesk.com.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
It'll be Warwick, Sconyers, and Elizabeth Hall due up against Maddie Brooks here in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Game two for these Lady Tigers. They won game one over Beulah this morning by a score of 9-7. And now back at it again today. And here's Warwick, the pitcher, stepping in the right-handed box. And Maddie Brooks about ready to go. And she starts Warwick off with a strike over the outside part of the plate. She went all 7 innings in game one today. And she looks like she's as fresh as she was last year. She doesn't seem to give out much. Squaring the bunt and bunting foul is Warwick, and she's quickly in the hole at 0-2. As I mentioned, if you're a Tiger fan, they will be here tomorrow, regardless of the outcome of this game, and they will play at 10:45, whether they win or lose. So we'll be back with them tomorrow morning. The 0-2 pitch to Warwick. A little outside and low, 1-1, or excuse me, 1-2. Maddie normally don't like to fool around. She's ready to go as soon as she gets the ball. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ripped into center field for a base hit. And that's just to the left of Maddie Latasse. And that'll be the first hit of the game for the Eagles. And they have the leadoff runner on now with nobody out. That'll bring up Sconyers. Lily Sconyers playing center field for the Eagles. And she'll step into the right-handed box with Warwick on at first and nobody out. And Maddie starts her off with a strike, 0-1. As I mentioned, if you're interested in Sylacauga and want to check it out in between innings, they're over on our sister station, Mix 106.5, and there goes a runner, and she's going to have to go back as that ball's lifted into center field, and it's put away by Kelsey Kelly. That's out number one here in the bottom of the first inning. Michael Giddens directly behind me over on field three with Sylacauga and see who they're playing this afternoon. I believe that's going to be Jemison. And they're already underway. Here's Hall at the plate. She lifts one high on the infield, and the runner's going to have to go back again. This one's caught in short right center field by Giovanna Guerrero. And that's out number two. So quickly, two pitches to next two batters, and we got two outs. And here's cleanup here, Maddie Owens, second baseman. So let's see if we can't waste that leadoff single by their leadoff batter, Warwick. That ball misses low, 1-0. Two outs, runner at first. No score here in the bottom of the first, Chilsburg and ACA. There goes the runner, and they won't throw out. They won't throw out Warwick, and she's got a swipe of a base, and she's in scoring position now with two outs. So now we got to be a little defensive on the infield here, make sure of no mishaps, and seem to get out of this inning and go back in still scoreless. Let's see if Maddie can. There's a ground ball down toward third, and that's going to be fair into left field. And ACA is going to take the lead 1-0 on a ground single by Maddie Owens. So two hits in the inning, and the Eagles take an early 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning over our Tigers. That'll bring up Chloe Childs with a runner at first now and two outs. It's two solid base hits there. Swain never really had a chance for that one at third. She gave it a backhanded effort, but not even close to that one. It was hit pretty hard. There's a strike to Childs from Maddie Brooks. The 0-1 pitch, two outs. That one fouled back into the screen. Now 0-2. Runner at first is Maddie Owens. ACA quickly out to a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. Dave McCurley with you on the Tiger Sports Network. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Childs. Grounded down toward third. Swain's got it up and over Owens. Shakira couldn't hold on to it. And that's going to be an error on our first baseman. Throw was going to be in time to get her, and now runners are at first and third after the infield mishap. And that'll bring up Perry Lane Holly, the shortstop, and don't need to make this worse than what it already is. They've scored one, and see if we can't squelch this little two-out rally. Should have been out three there. And there's a strike. They're going to try to throw the runner out. Stealing second. She's going to be safe. The runner at third stays put. So now runners at second and third, and well, hit here, and you fall behind three runs. There's pitch missing, 1-1 now on Holly. Perry Lane, Holly. Brooks with the 1-1 offering about to come. It looked like the runner at second might have left a little early there. But they get the swing and the miss, strike two. The 1-2 count about to be made. Here it comes. A little high and outside, 2-2. Still a lot of people here from Chillsburg. I'm sure school just letting out a little while ago. People might be listening. Hope the baseball team's listening. The 2-2 pitch. Swing, and or did she foul it away? She fouled it away. And it's still going to be 2-2. Baseball team was out in big support of these Lady Tigers last a week ago at their area tournament, and I'm sure they're listening right now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runners at second and third, and a 1-0 ACA lead. We need it out here. Ground ball down toward Giovanna at second, in time to first to Shakira Harrison, and that will do it for out number three. However, the Eagles get a run. They do it on two hits. We make an error, and we leave two of their Eagles on base. We'll go to the top of the second inning. Childersburg will come back to the plate, trailing 1-0 to ACA. You're listening to it on Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know that CVMC now offers a full retail pharmacy? Coosa Valley Apothecary offers easy prescription transfers, convenient location, and low prices every day. Whether you need a prescription filled, are looking for over-the-counter products, or just have questions for our pharmacists, stop in for the personalized service of an independent, community-based pharmacy. Avoid a second stop after your hospital discharge with the Meds to Bed service. It allows you to fill your prescriptions before you go home. Coosa Valley Apothecary, located conveniently on the ground floor of Coosa Valley Medical Center.
Welcome back to Lagoon Park. Dave McCurley with you. It'll be 5, 6, and 7 for Childersburg, and Taraji Jones takes outside for ball one. Looks like Sylacauga stepped over to look at the score. Looks like they're trailing Jemison right now 3-2. Still early on in that game as well. 1-0 here, ACA. That one's high to Taraji from Warwick, 2-0. If you like ladies softball, come down here and pay the admission and stay all day. You can see whatever you want to see. The 2-0 pitch to Taraji. Rip down that third base line, and that's fair in the left field. And she's going to be on at first with a single and the second hit of the ball game for the Lady Tigers. People are going to learn not to pitch her on the inside part of the plate. She has a quick bat, and not many teams have a six spot in their order like Lexi Smith, who can change the complexion of this game with one swing. And she takes strike one. They'll throw back in time. Ooh. Close in getting to Raji. She was back in on her stomach. She gets a hand in there and stays safe. 0-1 now on Lexi Smith. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Lexi had a nice hit in that game one and also had an incredible play from behind the plate when she came out in front to dive and catch a bunt attempt to keep that game solid. There's a high pitch missing. One ball, two strikes. Taraji Jones on at first. Nobody out here. It'll be Jones, Lexi Smith, who's there now, and Maddie Lataste is on deck. The 1-2 pitch lifted high and out of play. We'll do it again. Nice crowd on him for both of these teams. ACA didn't have far to go. About an hour away from Childersburg. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Lexi. Way outside, 2-2. 1-0. ACA in the lead. As we play in the top of the second inning. Dave McCurley with you. From Field 5 at Lagoon Park here in Montgomery. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and down goes Lexi. Swinging, second strikeout of the game for Warwick. And that's out number one here in the second inning. That'll bring up Maddie Lataste. Barring a double play, Giovanna Guerrero will hit next. And the first pitch to Maddie from Warwick. It's across the outside part of the plate, 0-1. Still good crowds on hand here late in the day. There's a good cut by Maddie, but she come up empty. 0-2. One thing that Isabel Warwick is doing is staying in front of hitters. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, and the third strikeout of the game for Isabel. And that'll do out number two here in the second inning. That'll bring up Guerrero. Catcher that time, Elizabeth Hall, thought that was out three. That pitch is high to Giovanna, and it's ball one. As I mentioned, I'll be back tomorrow, 10:45, start, regardless of whether we win or lose this game. There's a foul ball off the bat of Giovanna. It'll be 1-1. Michael Giddens calling Sylacauga. If they were to defeat Jemison, they will be back tomorrow, I think, at 1:45 for their first game over on Mix 106.5. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Guerrero. Grounded down toward third. That's fair. They'll go across the horn, and that'll do it for the Lady Tigers in the top of the second inning. One hit, we leave her stranded at first. We played 1.5. Your score, 1-0. ACA over Childersburg. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Are you sidelined by pain, injury, or surgery? Donahue Physical Therapy is your ticket to getting back in the game faster. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our expert therapists know how to speed up your recovery and improve your performance. At Donahue Physical Therapy, we've helped countless athletes and everyday folks like you regain their strength, flexibility, and mobility. Don't let pain hold you back. Donahue Physical Therapy, your path to a quicker recovery. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Welcome back to Lagoon Park. Dave McCurley with you. Bottom of the second we go. It'll be 7-8-9 for the Eagles of ACA. And Adelie Lincoln fouls one back into the screen, 0-1. Give you a scoring update here in just a second on Sylacauga. That one lifted down the left field line, slicing foul and out of play. One ball, one strike. Sylacauga, I said they were down 3-2. They're actually up 3-2 in their game over Jemison right now. That game's still early on, going to the third inning. Here it's 1-0. Nice stop by Swain over at third, but she's not going to be able to throw Adley Lincoln out. And that's got to be a base hit. She backhanded it, and that would have been a double down the left field line for Lincoln. Lincoln can really run. And now that's going to bring up Bentley Lambert, the eighth Eagle in the order. That one bounces up there, gets away from Lexi. So down to second is going to go Lincoln, and that's ball one to Lambert. He's got to clean a few things up here as we're down 1-0. No time to push the panic button here in the bottom of the second, but these are plays that we're normally used to making. That one misses, low and inside, 2-0. Now to Lambert. She'll be followed by Burgess, then we'll go back to the top of the order for Warwick. Got a base hit and scored their one and only run. That's crossed there, 2-1. Nice pitch from Maddie. She's been in the circle all nine innings today so far for the Lady Tigers. Coach Cam Mazzell. The 2-1 pitch to Lambert. And that one is swung on and missed, 2-2. Sun out in full force here, about 80 degrees. Childersburg and Alabama Christian. That one's lifted up high. Can anybody get to it? That's a great play by Lexi Smith from behind the plate. I'll tell you one thing. She has come a long way from playing catcher this year. She really has. She gets out behind that plate really quick. That's one out here. In the bottom of the second inning, that'll bring up the last Eagle in the order, Samantha Burgess, runner on second with one out, and she swings and misses at strike one. Tell you what, Maddie Brooks is not big in size, but she makes up for it everywhere else. She plays like reckless abandon, pitches that way too. There's a bunt by Burgess. They'll throw her out at first, runner moving over to third now. Score that 5-3 in your book. That's a nice play by Swain over there at third base to get her out. And we'll go back to the top of the order where Warwick got to hit her first time. And it was a laced line drive right up the middle. See if we can keep her from doing it again. Thought that might be over the outside part of the plate, but just a little too far, 1-0. Two outs, runner at third, and a 1-0 ACA lead already in the bottom of the second inning. That one's high, 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Inside, it gets away from Lexi, and scoring is going to be Adley Lincoln. So a hit and two pass balls and a sacrifice is going to get Adley Lincoln home, and the Eagles lead it 2-0, and it's 3-0 on Warwick. And if memory serves me correct, and I know it does, when she got on her first time, she swiped second base pretty easily, and it's a 3-0 count on her. Make it four straight pitches. She's going to go down to first base now. So you probably expect her to be running again. And here comes Sconyers, who flied out to center field to Kelsey Kelly her first time. Two are out. It's 2-0 ACA. There's a swing and a miss by Sconyers, 0-1. Maddie's been pretty good. They hadn't rocked her around too much. Only two hits in the game so far for ACA. You know, one right back to Maddie. What a stab. That would have been going back up the middle for a base hit. And she's over to Shakira for out number three here in the bottom of the second inning. However, the Eagles get one run. They do it with one hit. They leave a runner on base. We'll go to the top of the third inning. Childersburg trails now 2-0 to the Eagles of ACA. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Are you ready to take your career to the next level? INEOS USA in Childersburg produced over 24 billion gallons of oil lubricants last year, and we're just getting started. As a leader in the industry, we offer not only great wages, but also competitive benefits, including healthcare, retirement, and paid time off. Don't miss this opportunity. Visit us at 100 Nippon Drive or the Talladega Career Center today and step into a future powered by innovation and success with INEOS USA.
Welcome back to Lagoon Park. Field 5, Childersburg trails ACA 2-0. It'll be 9-1-2. And Takaya Marbury hacks one foul down the third baseline. She had a double in the first game this morning, hitting one down the left field line. And it was really a great play by the left fielder to keep her at a double because this little young lady can scoot. And she hits one high in the air, and the first baseman, that's a good play over there by Adelie Lincoln because she actually stepped on the bag and almost tripped and caught that in foul territory for out number one. It's a good way of keeping her balance there after she tripped over the bag. Here's Maddie Brooks. She had a single her first time. And she takes outside ball one. And I'll assure you that every 3A school down here playing in this central regional knows about this young lady at the plate. Great power, great speed, can base hit, pitches, plays shortstop. Only a junior. And she has been the catalyst of this Tiger program for 2 or 3 years as she takes outside strike one, 1-1. And she's set to go and play at AUM. She'll sign next year and play middle infield for AUM at the collegiate level. She lifts one out in the left field, fairly deep, but playable. And putting that away for out number two are the Eagles. So if we're going to get anything here in the third inning, we got to start real quick. And we can do that with Kelsey Kelly. Two outs, nobody on. I said this a couple of times. The last regular season home game before the area tournament, Chillsburg played Vincent and the Lady Tigers, and there's a ground ball out to second, and that's going to be out number three quickly here in the third inning. I was going to say the Lady Tigers hit 5 home runs by 4 different players in that ball game. And they've got the power just so far. Hadn't seen any today, but we will see if they can get on track. They trail 2-0 to ACA. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Discover a church where community feels like family. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Every Sunday, we come together to celebrate faith, friendship, and love. Join us for Sunday school at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Our music is a mix of Southern gospel and contemporary music. Matt Hillier is here to help you grow spiritually and connect with others through discipleship. You're invited to come this Sunday and experience the warmth and joy of First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Your new family is waiting.
Why should your business join the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce? Referrals. The Chamber recommends its members first and provides information to thousands of people every year. For more information, visit us at gcvchamber.com.
Welcome back to Lagoon Park. Dave McCurley with you. on a sun-drenched Monday afternoon. Cinco de Mayo, as a matter of fact. A lot of people probably going to eat some Mexican. There's a ground ball down to third. Nice play from Swain, who knocked it down, picked it up, stayed focused, and throwed out Elizabeth Hall for out number one here in the bottom of the third inning. ACA leads it 2-0. And here's their cleanup batter. She's got one of their three hits, and that's Maddie Owens. That one inside, 1-0. And I think if I can see fairly good after he took off his mask, I think this is the same home plate umpire we had over in game one today over on field six. There's a off-speed pitch for strike one, 1-1 now. To Owens. Hall already put away here without number one here in the bottom of the third for ACA. 2-0, they lead it over our Tigers. There's a line drive foul. I could not see it for the top of the home dugout, and so I had to rely on the first base umpire, and he quickly said foul ball. That would have been extra bases for Owens. Chloe Childs waits on deck. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Owens. Man, looked good, but must have been low. 2-2 now on Owens. Maddie Owens. She hits one right back up the middle. And Giovanna cannot get to it, so that's going to be a second base hit for Maddie Owens. And she's on at first now with one out for Chloe Childs. Chloe reached on an error. She should have been thrown out over at third base, and it was dropped by Shakira. So one out now and a runner at first. She lifts one high down that left field line. It's going to get out of play. 0-1. Barring a double play here, Perry Lane Holly will hit next. She grounded out to second her first time. That one's low, 1-1. The Eagles got one in the first. They tacked on one more in the second, and that's where we stand. 2-0 as we play in the bottom of the third. There's a ground ball down toward third. That one's going to be foul. And Childs is in the hole at 1-2. One out. Your runner at first is Owens, who just singled. Yeah, you don't hear any crowd noise or bat pop at all up here. And there's a little looper. It's going to get out of play, and it'll stay 1-2. This press box very well soundproof as we're up on the top level of field five. And like I said, the field a good 50, 60 yards away. That one's low and in the dirt. Nice stop by Lexi Smith. Keep that runner at first, and it's 2-2 now on Chloe Childs. Nice double play would be good right about right now with one out and a runner at first. And Childs continues to keep the kids around this field busy as she fouls another one away. She's lost three or four softballs on this one bat alone. Battling Brooks, and here's Maddie with the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at a high heater, and that will do it for Childs. That's out number two. And that is Maddie's first strikeout of this game. She had three in the previous game. And with two outs now and a runner at first, that'll bring up Holly, who's 0-1. and that one is right across the middle of the plate, and that's 0-1. Runner at first is Maddie Owens. She got a one-out single, and she's still there now. Holly at the plate with a 0-1 count, 2-0, ACA. She lifts one down that right field side. It's going to get out of play. She's now in the hole at 0-2. Childersburg in the top of the fourth will send 3, 4, and 5. McKinney, Swain, and Jones to the plate, and that one's fouled off again, too. Still 0-2. Outfield playing pretty much straight away with the exception of McKinney, and right field's playing a little off the line over toward right center a little bit. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Low and in the dirt. Again, another good stop by Lexi Smith. Silicaga at last check was up 3-2 on Jemison, a few fields over from me. That one's outside, 2-2 now. Nice pitch from Maddie just to try to get her to swing at something out of the zone, but Holly was a little more disciplined. And the 2-2 offering from Maddie Brooks inside, and she's run it full. A lot of umbrellas up out here trying to block the heat. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Lifted high out into right field, and I said something about McKinney playing shaded over that way. She didn't have to move but a step and puts it away, and that's out number three here in the bottom of the third. ACA gets a hit. They strand her at first. We'll go to the fourth inning. Need to start collecting some hits here as ACA leads it by a score of 2-0. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Marble City Pharmacy in Silicaga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-through, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Silicaga.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
Well, I walked over to check and see about the Aggies. They now trail Jemison 7-3 in the third inning there. Here it is 2-0 American Christian, and leading things off for the Tigers will be Alicia McKinney. We need to get something going here. It's not late yet, but we're getting there. Fourth inning, and we've yet to cross the plate. That's the foul back off the screen, and McKinney is in the hole at 0-2. It's been Warwick the whole way so far for ACA. Alabama Christian, the Eagles, and the 0-2 pitch to McKinney. Swing and a miss, and that is the fourth strikeout of this game in 3 1/3 innings for Warwick. That's one out here in the top of the fourth. And that'll bring up Deanna Swain, who grounded out short her first time. So she'll see if she can do something with Warwick. She check swings it to first, and that's going to be an easy out there. She didn't mean to, but she did, and that's out number two here in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Taraji Jones. Taraji with one of the two hits for Childersburg in this game. Matty Brooks had the other, but Taraji's swinging the bat well today so far. And she's up there with two outs and nobody on here in the fourth inning. Pitches high to Taraji, 1-0. As I mentioned, Sylacauga over there in the, I think, the bottom of the third, and they trail 7-3 to Jemison. That one got away from Warwick, and I think she's probably chuckling a little bit about that, and she's scratching off in front of the mound there. She slipped or something, but it got away from her, and it's 2-0 to Taraji Jones. Waiting on deck is Lexi Smith. If Taraji can somehow reach, two outs, nobody on. A 2-0 pitch to Taraji Jones. Slow pitch across there. Now it's 3-0. Must have been a little high. And Taraji's way ahead in the count. That one nowhere near and in the dirt. And Taraji reaches base for the second time. A hit and walk now for her, and that will bring up. Actually, they said count was 2-1. I actually thought it was 3-0. Now foul back into the screen, and it's 3-2. Maybe he called that last pitch a strike. Wow. I thought we had a runner on with a walk, but now it's a 3-2 count on Taraji Jones. That one's fouled back again. We'll do it again. Battling with two strikes is Taraji Jones. She was way ahead in the count and thought she had a walk, but here we are, 3-2. Warwick with the payoff pitch about to be made. That is ball four. So, no harm, no foul. Just a couple of pitches later, and that'll bring up, as I mentioned, Lexi Smith. Warwick, high to her, 1-0. And as I mentioned, this girl has some good pop in her bat. She's hit a couple of home runs this year, and not asking for that, but Chillsburg needs some base hits to string together. That one misses again, 2-0 now to Lexi. She's missed a good bit on her last two batters, and she takes a little walk around the back of the circle. Let's see if that'll help her out here. And that one is inside to Lexi, and it's 3-0. Definitely got a feeling that Coach Cam Mazzell will have his catcher taking here to try to get a runner in scoring position. We've only had one girl to get there, and that's in the way back in the first inning. Maddie Brooks couldn't get her home. There's a strike to Lexi. Wouldn't surprise me to see him have her taken again. She's got Maddie Latast on deck. 3-1 to Lexi. She was swinging. It was a strike. And now it's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Two are out here in the top of the fourth inning. It's 2-0 ACA. Alabama Christian over our Chillsburg Tigers. Here's the payoff pitch. Called strike three. That one, no question about it. It was right over the heart of the plate, and that is the fifth strikeout of the day for Warwick. And that'll do it for the Lady Tigers. They get a two-out walk. They strand her there. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth, 2-0, Alabama Christian over Chillsburg Tigers.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg. Call Ron at 256-378-6631.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
We'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It'll be 7-8-9 for the Eagles of Alabama Christian. Adelie Lincoln fouls it back in the screen, 0-1. She actually singled and scored a couple of innings ago to get their second run. They lead it 2-0. Ground ball down to Maddie Lataz. Nice little candy hop, and she's up and over to Shakira Harrison for out number one. That'll bring up Bentley Lamberth. Bentley flied out back behind the plate to Lexi Smith her last time. It'd be good if we could get the Eagles 1, 2, and 3. We've yet to do that in any inning. That pitch is high and inside, 1-0. They've had at least 4 come to the plate in every inning. And we're here in the fourth. That one's outside, 2-0. Maddie Brooks in her 11th inning of the day pitching. She went all 7 this morning in the 9-7 victory over Beulah. There's a ground ball to Lataz. Nice job getting in the hole, but she'll never throw the runner out. It goes over Shakira Harrison's head and down to second will go Lamberth now. So runner at second with 1 out. That would have been a long throw for Maddie Lataz, and she just sailed it a little bit. She was in the hole in between third and short. And 1 out now, the runner at second, and swing and a miss by Burgess, 0-1. She grounded out to third her first time. And the ever-dangerous Warwick is on deck. She has singled and walked. That one fouled back into the screen, 0-2. That pitch is inside and low. 1-2 now to Samantha Burgess. We need an out here. As halfway through this game, we trail 2-0 and struggling to score runs. That one's fouled away again by Burgess. She's the 9th hole hitter. We'll go back to the top of the order, and Warwick, Isabel Warwick, next. Barring some kind of weird double play here, which we would take. And there's a ball high, 2-2 now. 1 out, runner at second. Eagles got 1 in the first and 1 in the second. And that one in the dirt and just gets under the glove of Lexi, and over to third is going to go Lamberth. So now any kind of mishap or really anything on the ground in the infield, and she's coming home. And it's a 3-2 count on Burgess. There is ball four to Burgess. I don't know where that missed. It looked maybe low. Like I said, we're a long way, and I would suspect that maybe Kim Mazzell might call timeout and come out and talk to Maddie. But here comes the leadoff hitter in Warwick. And right now, we need an out. There's a strike. They'll throw down to second base. Can't get the runner there. The ball got away from Maddie Latas, but not far enough to harm anything. But now, runners at second and third with their best hitter at the plate. We need out in a most difficult kind of way here. 0-1. Now it gets away from the catcher, or didn't. Well, it hit Warwick, so everything is dead, and they're saying it hit her on the arm and not the bat. And now Coach Cam Mazzell will call timeout and go out with the bases loaded. And Lily Sconyers will be at the plate now. She flied out to center field, but she also grounded one right back to Maddie, which would be a real good break if Chillsburg were to get that right now. But I think what he's pretty much doing is telling his infield where we're going to go with this, if it's hit here or there. But here's a chance for ACA to kind of break open this thing a little bit more. They lead it 2-0, but with one out now, they've got the bases loaded and their number two hitter at the plate. That's a strike, 0-1 to Sconyers. A strikeout would be just what the doctor ordered here. Going to be a tall task with Sconyers up there. She hits one right back to Maddie off her glove. There's going to be no play anywhere. That's just unfortunate. I mean, that was a bullet. Bases will still be loaded. And now 3-0 in favor of ACA. Bottom of the fourth inning we play. It is still only one out. And now Elizabeth Hall up there, she has flied out to second, and she's also grounded out to third. Three to nothing, Alabama Christian, one out. Bases loaded, bottom of the third for them. And Hall takes strike one. Oh and one to Elizabeth Hall. Swing and a miss, 0-2. And I'll mention it again, a strikeout would be just lovely. Cleanup batter Owens is on deck, and she's 2-for-2. The 0-2 pitch to Elizabeth Hall. It's going to be fouled out of play. We'll do it again. Bottom of the fourth inning, Childersburg has yet to play anything against Warwick. And they lead it 3-0 and threatening for more. And there's a long fly ball out in left field. Playing that is going to be Marbury. She's going to make the catch. That's just a long sacrifice. And now the Eagles lead it 4-0, and both other runners will move up to second and third. There are two outs in the inning now, though, after the sacrifice by Hall. And here's Maddie Owens taking strike one. She's 2-for-2. Maybe a little surprised that Coach Mazzell maybe not putting her on first with first base open here. And there is why. She hits one to the gap in left center field that will score two runs. And a long single by Maddie Owens, and it's 6-0. Two runs will score, and Owens is 3-for-3 on the day. And now that'll bring up Chloe Childs with runner at first and two outs. Never want to second guess Coach Cam. I was not doing that. It just maybe surprised me a little bit that he didn't, but you got to give Owens credit. She is 3-for-3, and there's a ball to Childs. Here it is 6-0 now. Alabama Christian over our Childersburg Tigers. Ground ball, nice scoop. Man, I tell you what, that's a great play over at third by Deanna Swain. And she throws Childs out at first base to end the inning. However, the Eagles, they get four big runs, and they do it here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Childersburg's bats have got to start coming to life, or they will find themselves in the loser's bracket. They trail 6-0 right here on the Tiger Sports Network.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos USA in Childersburg. Ineos USA, the leading provider of advanced motor oils and lubricants designed to enhance engine performance and efficiency. Learn more and apply today at ineos.us/careers.
It'll be 7-8-9 coming up in the top of the fifth inning for Coach Cam Mazzell. We trail now 6-0. It'll be Latas, Guerrero, and Marbury. And Latas takes strike one, the second pitch to her from, I tell you, Warwick's been good. She gets Latas to swing and miss, 0-2. Warwick's been good in the circle. We've yet to string a couple of hits together and score one. And that is her sixth strikeout of the day. And she gets Latas for the second time, swinging. That's out number one. That'll bring up Guerrero, the senior second baseman. And Giovanna swings and misses a strike one. Childersburg has really struggled at the plate in four innings here. Giovanna takes ball high, 1-1. They've only had, let's see, 1, 2, 3 base runners, and two of those have been Taraji Jones. She's singled and walked, and Maddie Brooks has singled and gotten to second. And that's as far as we've gotten. There's a strike to Guerrero, 1-2 now. It's been a hard day for the Tigers in this game. Fouled back into the screen. We'll do it again. Takaya Marbury hits next. That's outside, 2-2. Dave McCurley with you. I'll be with you again tomorrow morning, 10:45, for these same Lady Tigers. There's a swing and a miss by Giovanna, and that's going to be out number two here. And that is the seventh strikeout of the day for Warwick. She has really been good through five innings, or 4 2/3 here already. Here's Dekai Marbury, the left-handed hitting left fielder. He takes a slow ball high, ball one. The 1-0 pitch to Marbury. High and away, 2-0. Maddie Brooks waiting in the on-deck circle as Childersburg's dugout trying to give a little life to their team. Here's a strike, 2-1. Six to nothing. Top of the fifth inning. Childersburg on the short end of a six-run Eagle lead. There's a line drive in the left field for Dekai Marbury. She loves going that other way from the left-handed side, and that is just the third base hit of the game for the Lady Tigers. And that's going to bring their best hitter to the plate right here and see if we can't do something with two outs here, because you got great, great speed at first and great speed at the plate. See how Warwick chooses to pitch Maddie Brooks. Boy, I mean, she had a great cut and fouled it out of play, 0-1. No balls and one strike to Maddie Brooks. Top of the fifth inning. Slow pitch across there is strike two. And Maddie now in the hole at 0-2. The 0-2 pitch to Maddie Brooks. High, one ball, two strikes. She has great plate discipline. And now she'll step back in with a runner at first and two outs here in the fifth inning. We trail 6-0. We need some runs. And she fouls another one back out of play. And it'll still be 1-2. Warwick in the circle. She has been the whole way. The 1-2 pitch to Maddie Brooks. That slow off-speed pitch, and Maddie fouled it away again. She fooled her on it when she got the called second strike, but not that time. Maddie fouled it out of play. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Ripped right back up the middle. And now there'll be runners at second and first as they throw back behind Dekai Marbury, and almost got her napping. So the second hit of the day for Maddie Brooks, fourth of the day for the Tigers here in their second game. And that'll bring up Kelsey Kelly. The Tigers trying to have a little two-out rally here as they trail 6-0 to Alabama Christian. Kelsey takes a slow pitch for ball one. Kelsey has been called out on strikes, and she's also grounded out second. The 1-0 pitch to the Tiger center fielder. Ripped back into the screen. 1-1. That's a lot of people still here at the complex. The 1-1 pitch to Kelsey Kelly. Right back to the mound. Warwick will throw her out, and that will do it. The Tigers get two hits. We strand them there. We just can't get a hit with runners in scoring position. So we'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning. ACA leads it 6-0.
When back pain or a sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with a mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Pitching change for Coach Cam Mazzell and the Lady Tigers. They will send Taraji Jones to the circle, giving Maddie Brooks a little bit of a break. She's been out there for 11 innings so far today. She'll go to shortstop where she naturally plays that position very well. That will bring Taraji Jones into the circle, and out of the game will be Maddie Latast. So, stepping in will be 6, 7, and 8. And this is Perry Lane Holly. And she takes ball one from Taraji Jones. All right, 1-0 pitch to Holly. It's in the dirt as well, 2-0. One thing you certainly don't want to do here is start walking people at the back end of their order and getting back to the top part. And that one almost hit Holly, and it's 3-0. Just a few minutes before 5 o'clock here. There's a strike from Taraji. 3-1. Foul back into the screen. Now she's worked herself back into the count, 3-2. Three balls and two strikes to Perry Lane Holly. That one misses just outside. And Holly is on with a walk. That'll bring up Adley Lincoln, and Lincoln has been pretty good. She is 1-for-2. She's hit the ball both times, but the first time she singled and scored. And she takes outside ball one. 6-0. Alabama Christian in the lead over our Lady Tigers. The 1-0 pitch, she squares the bunt, takes strike one. That one out to left field and just gets by Marbury, rounding second and heading to third. And they're going to try to bring her home, and scoring all the way from first base is going to be Holly. And the Eagles take a 7-0 lead. And all the way down to second is going to be Adley Lincoln. That'll bring up Bentley Lambert. Bentley today has flied out to the catcher in foul territory and also reached on an error and scored. And she takes a strike, strike one. That one's across there as well, strike two. Could use a out here. American Christian somehow could muster three more runs. They would end this game early. And that is a strike three. And I think she could have run, but she decided not to. So she's out on strikes. Is Lambert. That's out number one here. In the bottom of the fifth inning, that'll bring up Burgess, who is 0 for 1. She's grounded out, but she's also walked and scored. And that pitch to her is outside from Taraji Jones. That one bounces up there, and they got a shot, but are not going to get the runner at third. Moving over to third now is going to be Lincoln with one out. Just got away from Lexi just far enough. That one misses as well, and it's 2-1. Ground ball down towards second. Giovanna cannot make the play. That was going to be out number two, but we couldn't make it. Another run scores, and now it's 8-0 ACA, and a runner at first and still only one out. And Burgess is up there now, Warwick is up there now at the leadoff position with a runner at first and only one out. She squared, looked like she was going to square to bunt, take strike one, 0-2. Burgess at first, one out. 8-0. Eagles out in front of our Tigers. That is a ball, 1-2. Playing in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ground ball foul down past third. We'll do it again. There is one out. Lambert struck out. We should have had two outs, but mishap on the infield and runner at first now. There's a base hit out into right field. And going all the way to third is going to be Burgess, and the throw over there is going to allow Warwick to get down to second. You got to hit your cutoff, and now the winning run is down at second with only one out, and you got Lily Sconyers up there, who's 1-for-3. It's ball outside, 1-0. And the infield for Childersburg is coming in. They've got to keep the runner at second from scoring. There's a ball outside. 2-0 now to Sconyers. Starting to look pretty dim for our Lady Tigers here in their second game of the day. It's lifted out into right field. Coming in and making a diving catch. What about that? And trying to throw her out at the plate. The ball gets away. And Burgess is going to come around and score. And that should be the two winning runs right there. They'll win it 10-0. But, boy, take nothing away from McKinney, who came in and dove and caught that ball. She threw it to home plate. Getting under the tag was Burgess, and it knocked the ball away from Lexi and got away far enough to where Warwick came all the way around from second base to score. They score four runs in the fifth. They score four runs in the fourth and win it by a score of 10-0. We'll be back in the morning, 10:45. We'll have your opponent and the Lady Tigers from right here at Lagoon Park in Montgomery. Until tomorrow morning, I'm Dave McCurley saying hope you enjoyed the Lady Tigers' two games today. Couldn't get it done in this second game, but hopefully we can come back tomorrow. Until then, God bless everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow morning right here at 10:45.
You've been listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll, Ineos USA, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, First Baptist Childersburg, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Furniture Masters, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.